Frederick, 645-2000. Is your roof full of ugly, algae black stains? Just one roof restore treatment from Frederick, and you've got a clean, beautiful-looking roof for a small investment. If it has anything to do with roofing, you need to call Frederick Roofing at 645-2000.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell wiper blades, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We'll install wipers in the rain, snow, even hail. We like hail. It's like nature's Swedish massage. Plus, save $10 instantly when you purchase two high-performance Bosch Icon wiper blades. Fast, free wiper blade installation at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
There's no better way to see the USA than in an RV. Find the RV that is right for you and your family at the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show. America Center, downtown St. Louis, January 13th through the 15th.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Put your tax refund to work for you at AutoZone. AutoZone has the parts and advice you need to keep your car running strong. Get in the zone today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side. Can't you hear a pit of
pain? This is just direct your feet.
And that happy tune.
Just direct your feet.
Life can be so sweet.
I heard it's gonna snow.
What?
What?
Yeah, he heard me.
It's 50.
No, that was yesterday.
Oh.
In shape with those blues on.
Be on your best behavior. We have a guest.
Don't mind me.
Not afraid.
No, we won't. Don't worry.
Ooh, push that button.
All right. Cross, I'll be happy to.
If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as.
If I never have a cent, I'll take my jewelry down to Missouri Coin Company. Then I'll
gold
have a cent.
Dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
You know, it's one thing to be on time and be punctual. But this is ridiculous. I mean, we were scheduled to have Matt McCormick from Missouri Coin Company in here at 4 o'clock. He's sitting here now.
Wow.
And what do you do? It's a dilemma. He's an advertiser. He's a client. You can't go, no, get out of here and come back.
Stay out there for an hour.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
And then he'll go, fine, I'll just I'll take my advertising and I'll go home. So you're kind of...
We're fine. I'll go to the Drunken Fish for 45 minutes.
And then you'll come in here drunk, and it'll probably be a great segment.
Yeah.
We should have done that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is the 12th day of January, and we talked a little bit yesterday about this business, about all these people buying jewelry and gold and silver. And seriously, this was supposed to be next hour, but what the heck? The man drove and trudged through the weather. So now you've heard this. Like a thousand times. Play this thing.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with.
Right, that guy right there is sitting next to me. Would you please welcome from the Missouri Coin Company, Matt McCormick.
Yeah.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Right, so do this for me. Just say, let's say you have a drawer full of old jewelry. Just say that.
Let's say you have a drawer full of old jewelry.
That's him.
Oh, wow.
That's him.
Sounds just so.
It's the guy. It's the same guy.
It really is
wow.
him.
It really is him. There's so many questions I think that people would like to ask. We're not going to take calls just because it would probably go on forever, but I told a story yesterday, and it was a true story back in the, you'll probably remember, well, maybe you're not old enough. How old are you?
32.
Oh, boy. This was the late 70s, so there was a big, I'll call it a gold rush back then. The same sort of frenzy, everybody and his brother buying your jewelry, bring your gold, bring your coins. And I knew a guy who, he was a wealthy guy. And one of the ways he got wealthy is a lot of things he did, he took advantage of people. And he didn't make his money the way I'd like to make my money. And he actually said to me, he says, hey, you want to go in with me and we'll set up a business and we'll buy this jewelry and gold. And I said, well, I don't know anything about that. Neither do you. He said, that doesn't matter. Neither do the people coming in. And he did. And I remember the ads, and it said, you know, come by the, and you've seen these, the Holiday Inn or something, and bring your stuff. And I think he made a whole lot of money underpaying people, desperate, taking advantage of desperate people. Missouri Coin Company has been around 30-something years. 30 what?
I guess about 32 now.
Yeah. Now, I noticed when I did my homework, it started, who actually started Missouri Coin Company? Who was the coin collector?
My father started it.
So your dad was a coin collector.
Right.
And that's how it started. He just collected coins.
Yeah. He was selling roofing trusses back in that same recession. Obviously, not many roofing trusses being sold in a recession, so he was making more money with his hobby on the weekends going to coin shows than he was all week long. So he said, what am I selling roofing trusses for? I'll just do coins all the time.
Yeah, and in this economy with what's happened with construction,
good call.
So he collects coins and he trades coins. Then how did he go to the next level where was he a jeweler? Did he know about gold and how to evaluate gold?
No, it's just kind of a natural thing. You know, pretty well all coin dealers, you know, we handle metal all the time, so we know how to tell, you know, gold from gold plate and silver from silver plate. And, you know, most of us do both.
Tina had a really interesting question. Give me your question. Tell me what you asked me earlier.
My question was, I have a necklace from when I was 18, and it has a little diamond in it, but I'm pretty sure it's at least 18 karat gold.
Mm-hmm.
Can I bring that and you take the diamond out and give it to me and just take the gold?
Yep, absolutely.
What'd I tell you?
Hey.
I said, of course they can do that.
We'll also make you an offer on the diamond. We buy diamonds also.
Oh.
Now, what's the biggest mistake? First of all, you know, and we won't name names here, but like anything else, there are people who jump into this business because they think, it's hot right now. I'll get in it. I'll buy a bunch of stuff. I'll sell it. I'll make for it. Then I'll get out. It was like the CB craze in the mid-70s, CB radios. My goodness, there was Dan, you remember that. There was a CB radio store every block, and everybody who had never been in the CB radio business got in it.
Breaker, good buddy.
That happens.
They're coming back. I asked for a CB radio antenna for Christmas.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Are you serious? Who says they're coming back? The guy that sold you the antenna?
Yeah, really.
Because I haven't heard this.
Break one.
This
nine,
is news
break
to
one
me.
Nine.
The CBs are coming back.
What about silver in teeth? Because my dentist said if you take your old teeth that had silver inside,
if they're yellow colored, we buy them. The white colored dental, we do not buy.
Because the white is not silver.
It's a very small percentage of palladium, maybe some platinum, but yeah, not a lot of value. The yellow colored dental, however, is high carat gold. We buy a lot of that.
Now, what's the biggest mistake or the biggest, maybe not mistake, people have to come in there thinking they have a lot of gold when in fact they have a chain that there's 12 karat gold, right? There's jewelry that's 12.
There is, not too often, but we see mainly 10 and 14 here in the States.
And they think it's like pure gold and it's going to be worth a fortune. And the truth is, you melt it down, there's not that much gold there. On the other hand, there are people that must come in. It's like that Pawn Stars thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize what they have. And maybe it's more of a collectible value than just its value in gold.
Sure.
Or as a diamond or something.
Yeah, it's more the latter where people are just blown away how much their junk is really worth.
What is the average, maybe you can't even do this, the average person that comes into Missouri Coin Company, what kind of money do they walk out with on average?
I'd say the average is probably $300 to $500, although we have $10 transactions. We just had a lady the other day who loved buying gold that she saw online and on TV and just accumulated. Most of it saw the tags on. She had $9,000 worth of old jewelry.
Just over years.
Yeah.
That she just
put
in the drawer.
Yeah.
And didn't realize. Can you give us like one story like that? In any business, there are stories. Radio business, there are stories. And there are stories you tell for the rest. You have to have a story that is your favorite story to tell about somebody who had something they didn't realize they had. Do you have a story like that? You must have.
There's a lot of stories like that. Most of them probably aren't appropriate for the air.
Well, you don't know this show.
Yeah.
Sure they are.
Oh.
How do you mean not appropriate for the air? How do you mean?
Oh, let's say golden replicas of certain body parts and...
What?
Whoa!
Oh, really? Which?
A
rich woman maybe would want to, you know, if she has one of those objects, make it out of gold. Well, you know, one of those.
Really?
Right? Is that what you're talking about?
You can say the word penis on this show. Are you telling
Phallus?
Me that somebody has like a gold penis that they bring?
A golden penis he wore around his neck and.
Oh, he wore
his wife. His wife drug him in, forcing him to sell it. But he was just torn apart because he wanted to pass it on to his son.
Well, isn't that a beautiful sentiment, son?
I was thinking a woman had it. It was a man that wore it around his neck.
What guy?
Did he explain why?
He was straight.
Yeah, he was there with his wife, and he had a son.
Did he explain why it was had any meaning or anything?
No, I tried not to engage.
You didn't delve into that?
Son, I pass to you the golden penis.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, what kind of guy could wear...
I'd be true at this time.
How big? I mean, was it the size of a quarter or the... I mean, was it a big medallion? Or was
That's
it little...
one comment I did make, because I hope this isn't life-size.
Whoa. Oh, he called you first over the phone?
Was the golden penis 18 carat?
You know, I think it was 14 carat.
Okay, do you remember what it was worth?
A couple hundred bucks.
Wow. Boy, wouldn't you, and wouldn't you love, and of course you can't say, tell me the story behind this golden penis, but you'd love to know, how does a guy... end up where, and his wife doesn't want him to.
You would think he would be in the adult business, maybe, or a director or something.
There's got to be a story.
Yes, there has to be.
And you didn't resell it; you melted it down. I don't think there's a big market.
I washed my hands.
Gold. I would have too. There's a big market.
Maybe his name was Richard.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, I see what she's doing there. His name was Richard, so she had him wear.
Yeah.
We see what you're doing there. Who comes in more, men or women, with jewelry and gold and things to sell? More.
Definitely women.
That's what I would have thought.
And they say, oh, awesome, $500, I'm going to tell Joe I got 50.
Their husband. Oh, beautiful. That's what my wife would do. I go, hey, did you go to Missouri? What'd you get for that stuff? $60.
Just like a woman.
$4,000.
Most of the men out there probably think we're complete ripoffs. Because their wives are lying to them about how much they're actually getting.
And there is probably far too much of that, because anybody can put up a sign that says, we buy gold.
Yep.
Right? You don't have to have a degree, a license, or training. Unfortunately, anybody can do it, just like anybody can be in the advertising business or get on the radio. I mean, there's no hard, fast rule or requirement or necessary degree to do it. Now, I will tell people this. And I got to ask this the right way, because financial advisors, for example, there's certain things they won't tell you to do or not to do. They won't guarantee things. If somebody says to you, because I called you this morning and I had a question, I have a bag of silver half dollars. They're 64 and pre-64, 90% silver half dollars. It's a canvas bag, face value $500. Currently, it's worth about $10,000. I paid $2,000 for the bag, but I called you today, and I get the feeling that you are a little reluctant to tell people now's the time to sell it or now's the time to buy it. You give them the facts, and they make their own decision. Because you never told me today, and I noticed that you didn't tell me to sell it or to keep it. But I will tell them what you did say to me. I said I have this bag of coins, and it's worth about $10,000. I paid $2,000 for it many years ago. And I had it sitting in the kitchen to bring to you today. And I said, I pulled up the graph, the chart on silver prices, and I noticed that about 8 months ago, I would have gotten about 50% more, $15,000 for this bag. And you said, well, I will tell you that right now we're buying all the silver we can buy, which told me, hang on to it, that I should hold it. If you're buying it, then I should hold it. So I decided to keep it. Put it back in the safe. And if it spikes again or goes back up in the spring. And why spring? Why did silver go up last spring? Do you have any reason or idea why?
You know, I really don't know why the spring specifically, but I think a lot of it has to do with some foreign holidays where they buy metal surrounding those holidays.
So there's nothing in the economy we should watch for that's sort of a signal. Is it correlate with anything in particular? Oil prices go up, then silver prices go up. There's nothing really like that, is there? Sometimes it's as much a surprise to you as anybody else.
Yeah.
Now, you said something earlier about platinum not really being worth that much. Why is it when you go to a jeweler, a platinum ring is worth a bunch of money?
Well, platinum is actually worth a lot. But
oh, it is?
It's that white dental that's just a very, very small percentage or very low purity platinum or palladium.
Yeah, he never said platinum wasn't worth a lot.
Oh, okay.
Idiot.
So if you brought
platinum jewelry is actually very valuable.
Oh, okay.
Platinum and gold are worth approximately the same per ounce. But platinum jewelry is much more pure than its gold counterpart.
What is platinum? This may be a stupid question. What exactly is platinum? It's not gold?
No, it's not gold. It's
its own metal.
Totally separate metal. Yeah, it's mined, you know, mainly in Australia, Russia. It's mined. It's called platinum group metals. Platinum, palladium, rhodium, and iridium. They all come out of the ground together.
We don't know that. Think we don't know that?
Yeah, I knew about iridium.
Rhodium and iridium. Those are metals?
Yeah, those are metals, too.
Nobody ever says, ooh, look at my rhodium, iridium necklace. It's, now, you...
Most white gold has rhodium plating on it, though. Keeps it white.
So what is the downside to... Well, it's not a jewelry. We're not in the jewelry, but we're going to get into that. Tell them what you buy and what you sell. You probably buy and sell the exact same things. What you sell is exactly what you buy. Coins, jewelry, collectibles. How about these, like, Franklin Mint things? People buy these things sometimes, and they think, oh, you know, it's only 5,000 made, and they're in a real fancy, colorful, commemorative 4th of July thing. A lot of that stuff is really, it's nothing. It's just a silver dollar, and they paint it on.
It's like those commemorative coins that are in Parade magazine.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. They're not worth it. They're never going to be worth it.
No.
They're worth whatever the face value of the coin is.
Yeah, Franklin Mint sold a mountain of that back in the late 70s, early 80s, and we're melting it all down.
Is that outfit a rip-off, that Franklin Mint, for the most part? It is, isn't it?
Well, they're actually a customer of mine, so...
Okay, don't answer that. Yeah. You don't have to answer that, but I just always have gotten the impression that, like, your grandma would see an ad from the Franklin, well, I'm going to get you, because my grandmother would do that. She'd see that and think, oh, then you hang on to that child,
it's like a...
and one day that's going to be worth a fortune.
The people that collected all 50 state quarters and think that they're going
to
be worth
it. I had an aunt who used to give me my aunt used to give me proof sets. Mm-hmm. They're not ever going to be worth a lot, are they?
No.
But they're real shiny.
Pretty well. Any proof sets after 1970 are just barely over face value.
Yeah, and people hang on to them. And, you know, I had those Susan B. Anthony dollars. Remember that? I had 300 of those, and I held on to them for... about 15 years. You know what I got for them? $300. I had 300 Susan B. Anthony's, and they were worth $300.
How come when you go to buy those quarters, they charge more than what they're worth?
Like, what quarters?
Sometimes $2, $3, $4, $5.
For what quarters?
For the state quarters.
Just marketing?
You know,
they have
to pay
for the TV spots and all the fancy packaging. Yeah.
What do you want to warn people about more than anything else who have jewelry to sell? And in this economy, I'm sure your business is doing very well. I'm sure a lot of people need to grab some cash. And I think most women, this is not an insult to women, but it's like shoes for women. My wife has jewelry that I know she couldn't wear. Some of it's costume jewelry, some of it's good jewelry. It's just a mixture. She couldn't possibly ever wear it all. It's just like shoes for them. So I think there's a lot of that stuff sitting around. What would you say to people that you think is the most important thing they need to know before they go to sell this stuff, aside from come to our place, Missouri Coin Company?
Sure. Whether they come to me or not, they need to realize that every gold buyer is not the same. You know, they can't just find the one closest to them and assume they're going to get the same price they would anywhere else.
Let me run down some people. I have a list here of the people. Who's Dennis McCormick?
That's my father.
That's your father. He started this business. He's still there?
He's still there.
He's still there. And my information says that he is a coin expert. Silver dollars. Silver dollars are interesting to me. You know that penny that just sold? You know that story. That penny, they just sold that penny at auction for $1.3 million.
Yeah.
It was from 17-something, whatever the first year was, that this country minted its own coins.
Yep.
Any kid that's ever gotten a hold of your grandparents' jar of coins, you go through them with a magnifying glass, and you're looking for that imperfection.
How about wheat pennies? How much are they worth nowadays?
A penny. Yeah, bulk wheat pennies, we pay 2 cents a piece.
Hey, all right. You know what I used to get all the time when I was a kid? My grandma and grandpa would always give me a Kennedy half dollar.
Ooh. Hey, that's what I have a bag full of. I have 1,000 Kennedy silver half dollars.
Oh, do you?
You bet I do. Greg
they need
Voss,
to be in 1964. If they're, 64, if they're after 1970, you just spend it.
Yeah, 64 or older, because that's right. The 90% silver.
Right.
Who's Greg Voss? He's been with you over 30 years. What's his story?
Well, Greg hasn't been with us 30 years, probably about 10, but he's been...
But he's been in the business over 30
years. Yeah, he's been in the business over 30 years. Lifetime coin collector. He's an expert in foreign coins, currency, tokens, and then, of course, U.S. coins.
And stamps. I don't get the stamp thing. I've never gotten the stamp deal. But there are people that know... You got to really know what you're doing.
Many stamp collectors left. They're probably the average age of the stamp collector is 80.
I see, and I noticed pocket watches mentioned a lot in mm-hmm. your ads and your... what's the story with pocket watches? The older, I would imagine, certain vintage pocket watches?
Yeah, we're looking for quality movements. You know, they're rated in jewels. You know, 21 jewel or better is a very high quality movement. And then a lot of the cases are 14 or 18 karat gold. So you can have $1,000, $1,500 just in the gold on a pocket watch.
All right. If I missed anything, let me know. Missouri Coin Company, you guys buy new, used, broken gold, silver, platinum jewelry, necklaces, herringbone. What is herringbone exactly?
Oh, that's that real flat, thin chain that kinks up really bad when you wear it. Real popular in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Earrings, class rings, all kinds of rings, bracelets, rope, charm, tennis bracelets, pins, coins. Listen to this list of coins that they buy. U.S., foreign, gold, silver, platinum, proof, and mint set, silver dollars, foreign coins, pre-64 dimes, quarters, half dollars, pre-70 half dollars, wheat pennies. There you go, peon.
All
wheat
right.
pennies. Commemoratives. Old U.S. gold coins. Half-cent through $50 coins. I love when I see the story of the guy who goes in and uses like a $10 gold piece and uses it as $10
yep.
to buy it, not knowing that it was worth a lot more.
We hear those stories all the time. We just had a bank president call us. An old lady came in with a roll of $20 gold pieces and was adamant. She did not want to hassle with getting any extra, taking them down to the coin shop. She just wanted to deposit her $20 gold pieces. So they did it.
Wow.
Old paper money, Confederate money, money from around the world, obsolete money. You name it, you guys buy it or sell it, probably.
We do just about everything.
Well, yeah. if we stumble across any questions or listeners have any questions, we will pass them along to you. And your jingle is not going to win any awards. I have to tell you something. That Missouri Coin Company. But I tell you what, I said this yesterday. Here's what I like about it. It helps, I think, the listener remember to separate you from the rest of the crowd, because there are other Missouri this, Missouri that. There are lots of places called something coin and stuff. But if you sing that to yourself, yeah. The Missouri coin.
I like it. I sing it all the time.
I do too.
You will never make a mistake and go to another place. We want you to go to Missouri Coin Company. And the website, it couldn't be simpler, mocoin.com, mocoin.com. Anything else you want
to... Where is it exactly?
It's on Manchester. Yeah, go ahead.
On Manchester, a mile east of 270. We just moved one building to the east. We have about four times the space now.
Yeah, if you're headed east, it's on the right-hand side. But a mile east of 270. It's real easy to find, easy to see.
Frank thought it was ugly, but...
What?
He didn't see our other store. He doesn't realize how beautiful it is now.
Wow.
It just, you know, hey, if it's... It's not a jewelry store. Let's put it that way. You know, you walk into a jewelry store and they got all those bright lights and glitz and
marble.
No, this place is there strictly to do transactions and do business, and they get the job done. Hey, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having
early
me.
Early and beating the rush. You were smart to do that. And give them the phone number, Missouri Coin Company.
314-965-9797.
And when do you open? You open 6 days a week?
Yep, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to 2 on Saturday.
Okay, folks, you got some old stuff. You give them that line again. If you have a drawer, go ahead. If you have a drawer, just as much as you can remember, go ahead. Okay, if you have a drawer full of old...
If you have a drawer full of old jewelry, here's what I want you to do. Dump it on your bed, sort it into two piles, and bring me the junk that you don't want.
Okay, that's close. Yeah. That's wow. The short version of the actual commercial.
That was awesome.
Matt McCormick, everybody. Missouri Coin. Thanks for coming in, Missouri Coin Company. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Big 550 KTRS.
Well, it looks like it's time for a look at the roads. Probably not good news. Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. You know, I'm sitting here listening to this interview with Matt, and every time you mention it, the only thing that runs through my head is the Missouri Coin Company.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
It is. It's great, and it's been like that as long as I've been hearing him on radio. So it is excellent theme there. All right, we've got a lot of things going on now. We've got an accident on eastbound 255 just before Telegraph that has the two left lanes blocked, and traffic is slow east of Highway 55. Southbound 270 running some pockets of stop-and-go traffic from Olive down through Highway 40. It's going to remain slow in areas down through Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 on the Blanchette Bridge, we have got an accident that has the center and left center lane blocked. The traffic is backed up a little bit west of Highway 270. Also looks like we've got the ramps closed because of an accident on the eastbound ramp of Highway 70 onto northbound 170. Southbound 170, that's running slow from Delmar all the way down through Highway 40. Northbound 270, it's jamming up, especially in those two right lanes from Dorset up through Highway 70. And eastbound 44, it's heavy from Lewis Road out through Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by ExxonMobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to hang out with Blues alumni and McGraw before a Blues game?
Well, here's your chance.
For $50, you'll spend an hour with McGraw and a Blues alumni player at the Top Shelf at the Scott Trade Center, Thursday, January 19th. There'll be plenty of free food and drink. Then our Red Hot Blues take on the Edmonton Oilers. For tickets, go to KTRS.com and click on the Top Shelf Party banner. Use the password KTRS and you'll be good to go. And $5 from every ticket purchased goes to the 14 Fund. Meet, greet, and eat with McGraw and the St. Louis Blues on the Big 550 KTRS.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is La Russo's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating La Russo's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run La Russo's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of La Russo's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at La Russo's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or larussos.com. We'll see you on the Hill at La Russo's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or larussos.com.
Seriously improve the look of your kitchen, bar, or fireplace
for less than ever before.
Go Granite. Nobody does granite countertops like Granite Busters. And now's the time thanks to the Granite Busters New Year's Special. First off, Granite Busters prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. Plus, you'll get an edge upgrade free.
That's not all.
Granite Busters is also throwing in a free sink, a $350 value, and last but not least, a $225 plumbing hookup absolutely free. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can touch this offer. Call Granite Busters right now, 636-282-3900. 636-282-3900. Kitchen countertops, bathrooms, bars, fireplaces. Get it done now. Choose from over 70 different stone colors at the huge Granite Busters showroom and get it scheduled and installed in just a few weeks. The unbeatable New Year's special only at Granite Busters.
Special good with any granite countertop purchase of 50 square feet or more.
Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold, or GraniteBustersSTL.com.
Lacerville Music and Piano Store will teach you how to play it more. If you're young or old, short or tall, from Willie to Elton, you play them all. So we sing
L-A-C-E-F-I-E-L-D,
L-A-C-E-F-I-E-L-D.
Let's hear it.
L-A-C-E-F-I-E-L-D,
L-A-C-E-F-I-E-L-D.
Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music, a locally owned family piano store. Introducing the next generation of Lacefield Music family partners.
So we sing
L-A-C-E-F-I-E-L-D, L-A-C-E-F-I-E-L-D.
Lacefield!
L-A-C-E-F-I-E-L-D,
L-A-C-E-F-I-E-L-D. Lacefieldmusic.com.
It's a difficult conversation to have with mom or dad. What to do for their care today and what to do with their care going forward. Well, Garden View Care Center is here to tell you about their assisted living and skilled nursing programs. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Garden View Care Center. Their assisted living offers a real difference. You never have to move again to get the care you need. That's because at Garden View Care Center, the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are always available right there on site at Garden View Care Center. Their nurses, their professionals, the staff, the doctors are all right there. You know them, you trust them. At Garden View Care Center, your loved ones never have to endure the stress of moving, and they don't have to get used to new caregivers. Garden View Care Center has three locations. To find out more, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Assisted living suites as well as skilled nursing care from the best. Garden View Care Center or gvcc.com.
This year, I resolved to be a better friend. I resolved to listen to you more and to be more sympathetic whenever you're feeling down.
Awesome. And I resolved to save more money and get amazing deals this year, starting with Kohl's Savings Resolution Sale this weekend. I'm going to get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 I spend.
Mind if I borrow that one too?
No problem.
Don't miss Kohl's Savings Resolution Sale starting Friday. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limits. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
Hope you paid attention. Learned a lot about jewelry and gold and buying and selling. Missouri Coin Company, thanks to Matt McCormick for coming in. There's a story in the news this morning, this lady in Ellisville, and I actually know this parking lot. I used to, years ago, take cars into Arvin Auto Service on Manchester. I know exactly where this is. This woman gets out of her car, and these two deer, you know how I am about deer. Let's have a massive hunt and thin the herd because we really need to. And here's proof. She gets out of her car. Two deer run through the parking lot. One of them knocks her down, knocks her unconscious. She's in critical condition. Now, who expects to get out of your car in a parking lot in Manchester and you get hit by a running deer, knocked unconscious? Unbelievable. So
my daughter is driving now. She has her permit.
You tell her if one runs across, you tell her to not swerve. Just straight on, hit it straight on. Don't swerve.
We have been going into Jefferson Barracks Cemetery to teach her to turn because she's having a problem just turning and getting her hand positioned on the steering wheel and stuff. So we drive through there. I cannot believe how many deer are in Jefferson Barracks Cemetery. It is unbelievable the amount of deer. And then they walk across. So we've had the discussion about driving and just hitting them head on instead of swerving. And so she's had her practice with deer because driving around through the whole Jefferson Barracks park area, there are deer that run across the road and everything. So she's been watching for deer and stuff. And
it's easy to say that to a 16-year-old, right, though, but when it happens, I couldn't convince myself, I don't think. I don't know for sure what I would do.
After you tear about four cars up, you will.
Yeah.
It took me about three. And the last car that hit a deer, I just straight ahead. Okay, you're dying. I didn't turn that wheel a quarter of an inch because you swerve and you're gonna hit something worse than that deer. You're gonna hit an oncoming car, you could telephone pole, a tree. Just
roll
it. Hit the deer. The deer will blow apart, and it's a lot softer strike than something else you could hit. Hey, if you want to chat, we got a couple of minutes here before we have to break again. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. I see where Michelle Obama as a Twitter account, and as Bill Cleveland would say, who cares? Seriously, and this is not political because I don't care if it's Laura Bush or Michelle Obama, who in the world wants to follow, especially when you read the article where they say in the article flat out that almost all of her tweets are written by staff members. They're not written by her.
Right.
So what's the point?
I don't.
No point.
What's the point?
What I don't was get her, the point of Twitter, her, period, so.
Her first tweet Let me see if I can find it.
Is promotional stuff or...
The second tweet was literally, here's the tweet. This account will be managed by my campaign staff. With any tweets from the First Lady herself, signed Mo, for Michelle Obama. And then a few hours later, here comes this tweet from Michelle Obama. Hi, everyone. Thanks for the warm welcome. Look forward to staying in touch with you here. That's the tweet. I don't get it. I don't get following people on Twitter because it seems to me that it's always something like, hey, just walked out of Burger King on the way to the laundry.
Who wants to be bothered all the time? That's why I got rid of that phone, because it was constantly going on.
Hey, just fed my dog, or just woke up having coffee. Who cares?
Boy, did I have a movement today.
See, Dan.
Oh. Always has to take it too far.
Always
he
has to turn
fecally
it.
Obsessed.
Well, why wouldn't they?
He's obsessed with the
F.O. Yeah.
Well, everyone, I mean, they do that. Don't they tweet about that?
No, Dan, I don't know.
I'm going to get on Twitter and start tweeting about that.
Yeah, you would. Okay. Let's take some calls. Steve's up. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hey, Frank. That's a good public service you just had on saying about the deer.
Well, it's a
problem. Guy I worked with did that exact thing. Swerved to hit Mr. Deer on Double D, hit a telephone pole, and was paralyzed.
Yeah,
it
is just
26 years old.
Oh, man.
I swerved in a van back in the 90s and left the road. It was snowing, and the deer ran out, and the road was slick. I left the road, went completely across a farmer's field, and just narrowly missed a major heavy-duty fence post that he had in that farm field. And I can't believe I didn't roll the van in the field in the snow. It's just not worth it. Just stay straight. Slow down if you can with the brake and pop him. Just hit it. You're better off. But the natural instinct is to swerve.
And you don't swerve. You do exactly what you said. I just had one around the corner last year going to Herman to work at Herman High School. And the deer actually started running down the road, and I almost bumped him in the butt. It was a nice buck. Bumped him in the butt with my front bumper, and I started laughing so hard when he ran off because I thought I had him the whole time, and I'm just trying to slow down without losing control or swerving. And when I've got him, I got him. And then by that time, I can't see his tail anymore, and then he's speeding up faster than I'm, as fast as I'm slowing down, and he ran off, and I missed him, and I sat there and laughed for about 20 minutes straight when I can't believe I missed that deer.
They are spooky, and they're weird, and they're just stupid. That's all I know to say. Steve, thank you for the call.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. This is Big Daddy. Hello, Big Daddy.
What's up, man?
I don't know.
He said he was laying on some Double D's and still got paralyzed.
No.
I thought that would help cushion the hit. You know what I mean?
I don't think it was the kind of Double D's you and I would like to lay.
No.
I think it was a road called Double D.
Hey, you know, you was talking about the strangest thing about the guy, bringing in the gold penis or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I can say the restaurant name on the radio. You know, Goody Goody. You ever heard of Goody Goody?
I haven't.
Yeah, it's kind of like an Eat Right type, isn't it?
I've heard of it, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of old guys that hangs out in there. They have these big medallions on.
Okay.
And these medallions, they got a club. They call it, they got these penis pumps. And these old men sit in there, and they brag about it all the time.
Penis pump?
Oh, the pump.
For erectile dysfunction.
They wear it on their...
They wear these big medallions. And they you know what I'm saying? They got a club, and it'd be a bunch of old guys in there. And they wear this, and they let everybody know, they got the pump. So they always tell the young ladies, come on, I got some money.
Well, basically what they're saying is, anytime I'm ready, I can take care of you.
And they stay away from them. One of the waitresses, she said, no, I stay away from the guys over there. They dangerous. I said, you've been down that road, huh?
Well, it's having the opposite effect. If they're wearing them to get the chicks.
Yeah, they got a club, man.
A club.
Yeah, they got a club. Oh, yeah.
That's a new one. You're in it.
30 years old. I'm giving me one, too, man. What the heck?
I was going to say, you're in the club, aren't you, Big Daddy?
Yeah.
All right. That's when I get $1,000. You're right. I will.
Well, Big Daddy, if it's not too late, Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you, man. All right.
Thanks for the call. Bye. Okay, bye-bye. Well, that's a new one. You got a medallion that declares you have a penis pump. I didn't know that.
Learned a lot of stuff here.
Let's talk about another thing that guys seem to think will keep the chick from being attracted to them, and that's being bald. Now, it's never been the case with me. I've had more women after me than I could have ever even handled. So the bald thing didn't hurt me. Oh, hang on a second. Right. No, I'm thinking of Sean Connery.
That,
that's what I was thinking of. The bald thing actually did hurt me. It's It's not for everybody being bald. It's certainly not for women. I don't think there's any woman, unless it's some weirdo like Sinead O'Connor or something, who wants to be bald. There's a process called NeoGraft. NeoGraft is an FDA-approved procedure that is performed in Clayton. That is the only place in the state of Missouri where it's performed. And it's a very interesting procedure. I would encourage you to go to the website I'm about to give you and then look at any video you can get your hands on online about NeoGraft and compare it to the way people used to have hair transplants. I remember when Elton John had a hair transplant. He wore a hat, and I read an interview with him. He wore a cap of some sort for over 2 years. So did Roy Clark. Roy Clark from the Hee Haw, the guitar player, he had a hair transplant. And there was so much scabbing, and I know that's a disgusting word, scab. Yeah. I agree. But your head is a pile of scabs, and it's a long, painful procedure, taking a couple of years. And throughout the whole process, you keep scabbing and then re-scab. It was horrible. Then they had this strips of hair like sod. Now we have NeoGraft. Now, if you think about it compared to the others, and how this just makes perfect sense and is so much simpler. And not painful at all. It's one little hair. Now, you got to have a steady hand to take a follicle, one hair, remove it, and then transplant it in exactly the right spot. And you got to be dealing with people. These people are trained not just in how to remove, you know, a hair at the root and put it in another spot, but how to do it in a pattern in a way that makes sense. Hair, like grass, will lay, as they say, a certain direction. Remember when I was a kid and had hair, I can barely remember it, but like certain hairs would always point a direction. Mm-hmm. I didn't want them to point. You had to slick them
down.
Yeah,
I got a couple of those.
So if you don't do it right, you're going to have hair going in all kinds of directions. These people know exactly what they're doing. It's a really interesting process. And again, it's called NeoGraft. Worth looking into. Most people that do it, the procedure is a one-day procedure, and it'll take all day. But, hey, you're sitting in the chair and you're relaxed and you got these usually women under the supervision of Dr. Richard Moore at the Lifestyle Center taking their time and painstakingly replacing one hair at a time the hair that you lost on the top of your head. And, ladies, a lot of women that are thrilled to death. This is a godsend. They've been waiting for this. It's all priorities. What are your priorities? If one of yours is to no longer be bald, and have hair where you didn't have hair before, check into this. NeoGraft, NeoGraft, NeoGraftSTL.com.
With another look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they've cleared that accident eastbound 255 before Telegraph. All lanes are now open, but you are backed up to right around Lindbergh. Now, westbound 70, they're still blocking that left center lane or the center lane on the Blanchett Bridge. Traffic is backed up to Highway 270. The ramp from eastbound 44 onto northbound 270, there's an accident. It has the ramp partially blocked. Same thing on the ramp from northbound 55 to northbound 270. That ramp is partially blocked. Eastbound 70 on the ramp to northbound 170 is completely shut down due to a crash. Southbound 141 running some slow traffic in pockets from Manchester through 44. Westbound 40, that's slow from the Science Center through Big Bend. 270 out through 141. Pretty heavy out to the valley to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 170, this just came in at just before frost. We've got a crash blocking the left lane. And your usual slowdowns just being enhanced a little bit more now on southbound 270 from Page down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play the new and improved $2 Powerball game from the Missouri Lottery with bigger jackpots, better chances to win, and more Missouri millionaires. Coming January 15th, give it a try. Who knows? You might be their next millionaire. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Lakaja Fo at the Fox through January 15th. We're sitting here with George Hamilton.
Weekday mornings at 6.
You went on a date with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
The Big 550.
The whole evening we talked. Things like Tolstoy and Chekhov. I mean, she was like very erudite. And I found her deep and yet funny. And she'd say things you didn't know if she was putting you on, if she really meant it.
KTRS. According to Nostradamus, 2012 is the year the world ends.
But we can go out laughing.
With NBC's new Thursday comedy lineup, it begins tonight with the return of 30 Rock, followed by new episodes of Parks and Rec, The Office, and Up All Night on its new night.
Then, the thrilling new story based on the bestseller by John Grisham continues. And the deeper Mitch McDeer digs, the more dangerous it gets.
There's a contract on me?
Not just you, your family.
The Firm, a new chapter begins tonight on NBC.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware. Looking for something special? Well, stop by Schnars and pick out something from our 18,000 items we have in stock. How about a wet dry vac or a DeWalt drill? We also have an assortment of LED flashlights, including the brightest one that I've ever seen. Remember the classic red wagon? Well, we have those too. We have a bird feeder that'll work great on your deck, and it's easy to fill. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For hours and location, go to schnars.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Hear that? That's the sound of opportunity knocking for you here at KTRS. We're seeking a part-time receptionist to handle the front desk in the lobby. You'll be answering phones, greeting visitors in a friendly and professional manner, and performing clerical and administrative duties. For the full information on the skills required, hours of work, and how to apply, log on to KTRS.com and click Contact on the banner at the top of the page. The Big 550, KTRS, is an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah, that job you just heard about here at KTRS, the receptionist job, if you want to kind of leg up, so to speak, on it, you might send just, you know, to us, just this show, a picture of yourself in a bikini or something.
Mm-hmm. Topless.
We might be able
to. What if it's a guy?
Okay,
that
topless. We don't want a guy.
No,
you don't want a guy as a receptionist. No, forget it. Mark and Jason, that's Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. We're talking to Matt McCormick about gold. That's how some people choose to invest, is in gold, either on paper or actual, you know, gold bars, gold coins, that kind of thing. Probably something that would come up in a discussion with Mark and Jason, because their job is to give you a lot of different options, things that you can put your money into, your $25,000 or more. What do you put it into? Where do you put it so that it will grow?